This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India sees a huge role for cooperatives in the country's future growth. He said cooperatives are not just a model, but the foundation of India's culture. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He pointed out that cooperatives in India have evolved from an idea to a movement, from a movement to a revolution, and from a revolution to empowerment. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. The Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manua Kamikamika, and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the conference. For the first time in the 130-year history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day on the first day of the winter session today amid ruckus by the opposition on alleged bribery charges against a business group and other issues. Both the houses will meet on Wednesday now. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that the winter session of parliament will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Speaking to media ahead of the parliament session this morning, Mr. Modi said, Parliament's winter session is special for many reasons, including for the beginning of the 75th year of Constitution's adoption. He said it marks a glorious milestone for democracy. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning tomorrow to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November next year. Providing details about the activities to be undertaken as part of the celebrations, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, during a media briefing in New Delhi, said that a grand event will be organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where President Draupadi Murmu will address the members of both the Houses of Parliament. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has rejected the allegations made by some quarters that the Constitution is under threat, maintaining that it should not be seen through the narrow prism of politics. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News ahead of Constitution Day to be observed tomorrow, Mr. Birla stressed that the Constitution belongs to the people of the nation and every section of society has faith in it. The full interview can be heard in Surkhiyon Mein program of Akashwani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that India unequivocally condemns terrorism and hostage-taking. In his opening remarks at the MED Mediterranean Dialogues Conference at Rome in Italy, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that international humanitarian law cannot be disregarded and called for all countries to support a ceasefire. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today inaugurated 227 gender resource centres in 14 states under the Nayi Chetna 3.0 campaign. On the occasion, the minister asserted that the government is working towards the social, economic, political and educational empowerment of women. He urged everyone to raise their voices to eradicate gender-based violence in the country. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today met President of World Athletics and IOC member Lord Sebastian Coe in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Mandaviya said he discussed India's intent to host the 2036 Olympics and Paralympics and India's vision for advancing athletics in India from grassroots development to achieving global excellence. The Supreme Court today directed the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to consider relaxing the restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. In cricket, India registered a resounding 295-run victory over host Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The emphatic win marks one of India's largest test triumphs. Skipper Jasprit Bumrah was adjudged as player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.